Anmore residents will now only be voting for a mayor in next month's civic election, set for October 15. As of this publication, September 20, they'll no longer be casting ballots for village councillors. Two candidates withdrew their nomination papers for council last week, John Burgess and Cown Timothy Laidler, meaning the four remaining contenders will be acclaimed for the next term. Polly Cryer, Kim Trowbridge and Paul Weaverink, as well as newcomer Douglas Richardson, officially make up the Anmore Village Council of the next 4 years. Meanwhile, in Belcarra, Penny Moen also withdrew her nomination documents for council. The village race is now made up of Jamie Ross and Dr. Colm Cole for mayor. For council, five candidates remain on the ballot for four council positions, incumbents Carolina Clark and Lisa Wilder, along with contenders Joe Elworthy, Janet Ruzicki and Ben Shulastani. Carrie Palmer Isaac was acclaimed at the nomination period deadline, 4 p.m. on September 9, and retains her seat as the village's representative on School District 43's, SD 43, Board of Education. Anmore is set to host an all-candidates meeting on September 27 at Anmore Elementary from 7 to 9 p.m., hosted by the Anmore Times. It's not known to the Tri-City News, as of this publication, if Belcarra will host its own forum ahead of the October 15 election. Both villages are hosting an advanced voting poll on October 5 from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Anmore equals Anmore Elementary School, 30 Elementary Road. Belcarra equals Belcarra Municipal Hall, 4084 Bedwell Bay Road. You can click on the following links to find more information. Anmore, Belcarra.